A statewide coalition is pushing for mandatory paid sick leave for New Jersey's private sector workers. It's unclear whether Governor Chris Christie would support the legislation, so the group is focusing on cities. Newark enacted a policy last month giving full and part-time workers an hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours they work. This week, advocates submitted petitions with more than 2,000 signatures supporting a similar policy to Trenton officials. That could lead to a council vote or a citywide referendum. Dina Matola-Jaborska with New Jersey Citizen Action organized the campaign. She says low-income residents with no paid leave face tough decisions if they become ill.
People can often lose a job when they call out sick when they're in these kind of low-wage jobs. I'm talking about people in retail, food service. So people then, you know, go to work sick. And then you have a public health problem on your hands because nobody wants to go to a restaurant and be served food by someone who is sick.
A Rutgers analysis found that about 13,000 Trenton residents, or just under half the city's private workforce, don't have paid sick days. Trenton's mayor supports the initiative, but some business groups strongly oppose it. Robert Prunetti with the Mid-Jersey Chamber of Commerce says mandating paid sick leave places a burden on small businesses and risks driving them out.
It's another tax, for all intents and purposes, on new businesses in the city of Trenton and existing businesses as well.
Last year, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter vetoed similar legislation, but has since formed a task force to review the impact of such policies. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.